Reyna was confidently leading them in the wrong direction. Anders hurried through the crowd after her, ducking as a woman nearly sideswiped him with a basket of glistening fish. The stink washed over him like a cloud, and then he swerved away, leaving it behind as they ran through a stone arch. Reyna, where... She was already turning the corner and running out across Helsestrat, nipping in front of a pair of chestnut ponies that were hauling a wagon full of barrels over the cobblestones. Anders jogged from one foot to the other, waiting as they rumbled past, then took off after his twin sister again. Reyna! She could hear him. He knew that when she flashed a quick grin over her shoulder, white teeth gleaming in her brown face. But she didn't slow down, her thick black braid bouncing as she jogged. He was stuck trying to catch up again. This always happened. Reyna! He tried one final time just as they rounded the corner to see the roadblock ahead, manned by guards clad in gray woolen uniforms. Without breaking stride, Reyna whirled back the way they'd come, grabbing Anders by the arm and yanking him with her around the corner. His heart thumping at the close shave, he leaned back against the cool stone wall.
Guards, she said, tugging her coat straight. I know. They're on every street on the north side of the city, he told her, checking everyone who comes through.
Her gaze flicked back toward the corner.
Was there another dragon sighting? Or are they just doing extra patrols before the Ulfar trials?
There was a dragon in the sky just last night, he replied. I heard them talking about it in the tavern when we were climbing down from the roof first thing. He didn't point out that Reyna had missed that information because she'd been too busy telling him their plans for the day. They said they saw it breathe fire and everything. That silenced even Reyna for a moment. Dragons had been gone from Holbard for 10 years now, but lately they had been seen in the sky overhead. Anders and Reyna had seen one themselves 6 months before on the night of the last equinox celebrations. It had breathed pure white fire as it circled above the city, then vanished into the darkness. An hour later, a set of stables in the north of the city was ablaze with the ferocious white and gold dragon's fire that was almost impossible to put out, leaping from place to place faster and fiercer than normal flames. By the time the buildings had been reduced to ashes, the dragon was gone, and with it, the son of the family that lived above the stables. Dragons always took children, the story said, the weak, the sick, and the defenseless. Maybe the guards think the dragon from last night could still be spying in the city, hiding in human form, Anders said, or planning to start a fire.
Reyna snorted.
What? And they think if they ask people, they're just going to admit they knew where a dragon was but decided not to tell anyone?
He nodded, lowering his voice to do his best impression of an upstanding citizen.
Yes, guard. In fact, I hide scorched dragons on my roof because I want to be roasted alive and I don't believe in public safety. I feel a little bit guilty about it and I've been meaning to confess to somebody, but I wasn't sure who would want to know.
At least you'd be warm, she giggled, kicking at a slushy, melting pile of snow.
He returned to his own voice, her giggle helping chase away his own nerves, as he had hoped it would.
You never know if you don't ask.
But though he smiled along with her, even the words put a twitch between his shoulder blades. Scorch dragons. They were the one thing every person in Holbard knew to fear, whether they were locals or traders from across the sea. There were new rumors every day that dragons were near the city again. Rumors they'd burned a farmhouse to the ground just last week, the farmer's family, still inside.
How far south do we have to go to dodge the guards?
Reyna asked, jolting him from that thought. It went without saying that they'd avoid them. Guards asked questions like, where are your parents? And other inconvenient things related to adult supervision.
At least 10 streets, he replied. A couple of them were in wolf form, and I think they smell it if you're worried. 10 streets? That doubles the distance to Trellig Square. Anders, if you knew we were going the wrong way, why didn't you stop me?
She was all indignation, hands on hips.
Well,
but he gave up before he started. Maybe he should have tried harder. It sort of was his fault they'd come so far the wrong way.